Gee, I enjoy catching up with this guy. Paul Bristow is our new gadget guru on World Radio Switzerland. He is back for 2015. Round of applause, please, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, give yourself a clap there, Paul. Paul is a former chief technology officer and is passionate about all things tech. He's also the founder of Pangloss Labs here in the Lake Geneva region, which is creating a series of open source labs to facilitate education, healthcare, design, gaming, nutrition, tourism, and art. To find out more, take a look at their website, panglosslabs.org. Paul Bristow, Happy New Year. Welcome.
Happy New Year, and Happy New Year to everybody out there.
I'll give you the little round of applause. How's the break for you?
Brilliant. Absolutely great. Lots and lots of online Skyping with the family, which I think is something a lot of expats around here do.
Yeah, I mean, technology has been a real enabler when you live and work abroad, hasn't it? What would you use the most? What app would you use the most, would you say?
The biggest thing for me was getting a VoIP telephony system and getting myself a UK phone number. So I have a phone system actually based on a Raspberry Pi, the little computer for $25. Hmm. And what I did was I subscribed to a VoIP system back in the UK that gave me a UK phone number, which is a local call for my family.
They call you for the cost of a local call, and it reaches you here.
Exactly, and it reaches me here, dials my phone in here.
Is it expensive?
No, not at all.
How would someone go about that if they're listening thinking, I could do with one of those so my family back in the UK or indeed anywhere else in the world could call them for the cost of a local call? How would you go about it?
On a computer, it's relatively easy. If you have a VoIP system, like an internet with your ISP, then you can probably get the phone to forward to it. I have a slightly more sophisticated setup,
I'm sure
as you'd
you do.
Expect.
I'm sure you do. He's wired for sound, this guy.
But basically, the internet phone calls cost almost nothing, so you can set it up. I think it cost me around €2 a month, something like that.
Gee, that's all right, isn't it? Worthy of further investigation. Did you get any tech presents over the break, Paul?
Actually, no. Lots and lots of books.
You like to read? What do you like to read?
Oh, also mostly sci-fi. Let's be honest, mostly bad sci-fi.
Somehow I have no difficulty in believing that. Alrighty, well, we've got lots going on in 2015. Paul Bristow, our new gadget guru, joins us here on Drive Time. What do you think the new year holds from a technological point of view?
The thing for this year, and I'm very hesitant to make a prediction here because CES starts in a couple of hours. So whatever I say now, flying cars are not going to happen, will be obsolete in about 3 hours' time. But the big thing this year, probably wearables. So this new wearable technology, which is actually very good because it hooks directly in with New Year's resolutions. It's January. We're just into January 1st. It's time to start thinking about what we should do, maybe to lose a few of the pounds we put on over Christmas.
So how would wearable technology help us to improve our lives?
So you heard about activity trackers?
I have now.
You have now. So one of the things that my friends asked me last year a lot, especially getting towards the middle of the year, was how on earth I lost 20 kilos in weight over the year.
How did you lose 20 kilos?
I'd love to say it was just sheer willpower and I'm a genius, but that's not actually true. I have a little gadget here. It's a little tiny thing. It clips on. It's a wearable. And it measures your activity. Basically, it measures how many steps you take, how many flights of stairs you go up and down, stuff like this. And this is what wearables tend to do. The best way I can describe it is it's like a very discreet sergeant major that never forgets and never, ever gives mercy.
But does it yell at you?
You can set up your a notification to your smartphone, so it'll go bing if you haven't done enough steps during the day. So mine is set to make me do 10,000 steps and 25 flights of stairs a day.
How many have you done today so far?
Today, let's have a look. 12 flights of stairs, yes. Not so bad. And
that was just coming to visit us.
Yeah, and only 2,500 steps.
So we still got 7,500 to go before midnight.
Exactly.
There you go. In terms of the wearability and wearing an item of clothing, I think about washing that clothing, which of course we need to do from time to time. And I'm sure there'll be some technology in the future where we don't have to wash and iron, bring it on. But how do you incorporate this technology without ruining it every time you put it in the washing machine?
So mostly the wearables today are things that you either clip onto clothing and can remove or plug on. You've got some that wrap around your wrist, some that even look like watches, stuff like this. But there are others that are now starting to come that are built into clothing. And again, that tends to be things that plug in to a connector that's inside a pocket somewhere.
Yes.
So, but we do have technologies that allow you to have stuff built directly into the clothing itself, and then you have to be very careful with the design of the electronics.
Of course.
So that you can put it in the washing machine, too hot.
And no doubt quite expensive still at this stage, as new technology often is. You mentioned just before the Consumer Electronics Show opening today in Las Vegas, the big annual CES. You talk about wearables. I note Google absent, Microsoft absent, and a few of the other big companies absent from CES this year. Why do you think that's the case, Paul?
Well, I've been to CES. It's a really big place, and certainly if I was in charge of the marketing budget, I wouldn't want to go myself because it's just a really
scary,
really scary, horrible experience. But actually, CES is a very interesting show because it's very, very focused on stuff that you can sell right now. So Google is focused on long-term research or stuff you can go and get on the web right now. So there's no real need for Google to be there.
Mm. What about Microsoft and some of the other big
ones? Microsoft themselves, well, they're announcing stuff around, but everybody knows them. I mean, what extra value do they get by going?
Mm. And yet you can't rest on your laurels, though.
I mean, we saw earlier today Microsoft have announced this new Nokia 215 dumb phone.
What is it? A dumb phone?
A dumb phone. It's what Mark talked about on Facebook this morning.
It sounds like something for me as well. What do you make of this dumb technology, which is essentially stripping down the technology that we use to basically just do what it should do? For example, a phone, just making a phone call.
Well, I think there's a lot to be said for making products more usable. If you're going to do one thing very well, I would rather have a product that did that than something that does 100 things incredibly badly and annoys me every time I try and do anything.
What else have you got to tell us about today? Paul Bristow joins us, our new gadget guru here on World Radio Switzerland. He is back for 2015. What else have you got today?
So if you are going to try one of these fitness trackers, or even if you're not, if you just want to make your life better, there is a marvelous, marvelous life hacking website called If This Then That.
If This Then That. Yep. I'm writing that down. If This
now,
Then That.
This is a site that lets you do some of the things that you'd think you should be able to do. So, you know, normally you have to be a programmer if you want to make the world react to how things are.
Mm.
But If This Then That is a very cool website that talks about recipes. So you can set up a recipe, for example, to say, if my Fitbit says that I haven't done enough steps today, then it will send me a warning at 6 o'clock to say, hey, you've still got 4,000 steps to go.
7,500.
Or if you're a masochist, it will send the email to your wife and then she'll annoy you about it. Or you can have it.
That'll fix the problem.
And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of recipes.
Yes.
On IFTT. You can do things like warn me if it's going to rain tomorrow.
And it'll send you an alert.
And it'll either send it to your iOS smartphone, through email, through Twitter, whatever you want.
What sort of alerts do you have on If This Then That?
Mostly mine are around the fitness tracking, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
I do get it warn me if there's a thunderstorm coming.
Do you?
In the region. Yeah, we get really good thunderstorm warnings.
Well,
here.
We know who to call when we think there's a storm on the way. We'll call Paul Bristow. This sounds rather curious. If This Then That, one word, .com?
IFTT.com.
IFTT.com.
If This Then That.
Check it out anyway. I love these little discoveries that Paul brings in. I've got something for you today. Students at the ETH, the ETH in Zurich, have created the world's first nautical robot that resembles a four-finned cuttlefish. Try saying that three times quickly. Four-finned cuttlefish.
Four-finned
cuttlefish. Set up an alert for that one on If This Then That. It's called the Sepios. And it's around 71 centimetres long, powered by a battery, and it can stay submerged for over an hour. You might be asking yourself, why?
Yeah, why?
Research. Isn't that what tech developments are all about?
They're
hoping for research, taking amazing underwater photographs. And the thing about it with these four fins is the manoeuvrability, so it can get into some really tight, sort of awkward nooks and crannies underwater.
I just saw a video on YouTube of an octopus unscrewing a jar from the inside, so I wonder if it can do that.
I know what I'm doing straight after the show this afternoon. No, I'm not trying to open a jar with my with my eight arms. Paul, it's always great to catch up. We'll look forward to doing the same next Tuesday afternoon here on Drive Time, when we will dive deep into the oceans 11 of technology again next week, similar time with the George Clooney of all things tech. Paul Bristow, thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Tony.